This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, I want to finish up some of these headlines before I hand the baton to the great Gerald Celente. Look at this madness. Oh, my gosh. I mean, just end it all. Life-size cardboard cutouts of relatives are here to save Christmas. Yeah, because that's what you want. You already were sick of your relatives anyway, but now they're going to send you a cardboard cutout. Well, just wait, because then they'll say, COVID spreads via cardboard cutout. So, you know, it won't even matter. You know, your family, whether they're cardboard or biological, spread COVID, so you don't want that. New York governor calls for bans on flights from the UK amid surge of virus variant. We got a variant now. Look out. Now, not only are you afraid of the COVID, you're afraid of the variant, which can mean anything, you know, a variant. Oh, they've got you with the variant now. But they're still landing from all over the world in Heathrow. But, you know, somehow the New York governor is probably racist for this travel ban. Well, I mean, if his name was Trump, he would be at least. Doctor who warned Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving traveled for Thanksgiving. I know, you're stunned. You thought there was no way a politician would never be a hypocrite. But we somehow found another one, and that's the scarf doctor. Deborah Birx. So, again, they tell you not to travel. They tell you not to open your business, get a haircut or any of that. And then they literally do all of it. It's pretty sick, really. But that's who these politicians are. These are sick puppies. Very sick puppies. By the way, it's now coming out with new text that they were actually illegally spying on and investigating Trump before they even started Crossfire Hurricane. Of course, you knew that, but they were trying to cover that up. And they accused Carter Page doing exactly what Hunter Biden did with China. Of course, Hunter Page didn't actually do that. But more calls for the pardon of Julian Assange. Sarah Palin now, she says, years ago I publicly spoke out against Julian Assange and I made a mistake. Well, that's because she was probably getting pressure or perhaps even blackmailed, but maybe not. But, you know, like a Lindsey Graham, a war hawk who has a lot of friends that make money on war. He probably makes a lot of money on war. He's probably blackmailed, too. He wants Assange arrested forever and never to get a pardon, because then how would all the fake wars that enrich him and his cronies ever continue on? I won't even get into this latest Dan Crenshaw thing. I'm just not a fan. Oh, we already kind of got into what's going on at the White House and who's been there to talk to President Trump. Oh, they're removing the statue of Robert E. Lee from the Capitol of Virginia. Well, thank God, finally racism is dead. So we've done it, folks. We've removed all the statues. We've renamed all the schools so we can finally stop crying racism about everything, right? Wrong, because it was never about that. It was always about dominating you and erasing U.S. history. So these are Chai Coms. Chinese communists come in and they erase our history and they say it's because of racism. Now, look at what they did to that statue. Now, with zero punishment, no police action at all, they get to completely engage in criminal activity. But if you have a Trump flag or an American flag and you step outside and smile, well, then the police are going to beat the hell out of you and take you to jail for being a good American citizen. And that's just the day and age that we live on. But, you know, here's another example of the hypocrisy. The headline from Gateway Pundit. Congress got paid their full salary for 9 months while they argued about giving every American $600 of their own money. So, yeah, I think that every member of the media that called for a lockdown should no longer get paid. And I think that every member of Congress that called for a lockdown should not get paid either. How would that change their opinions on this? And I love the response of people like, well, you know, they make all their money illegally anyway. They don't care. These are thieves. They don't want a single penny to be removed from their pocketbook. So, yeah. Even Nancy Pelosi, who's worth untold amounts of wealth, believe me, if you took away her congressional check, she would throw a fit. She would throw a fit because she's a money-grubbing whore. We'll be right back with Joe Zelensky. He may lay it out a little more harsh.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Just in time for Christmas, one of our best sellers, sold out for months, is now back in stock, Living Defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a next-level probiotic. It's not a bacteria that breeds in your gut. It's a whole bunch of known herbalist ingredients that are organic, that are documented historically to do amazing things for the health of your gut. What is in Living Defense? Back in stock, the ultimate stocking stuffer, the ultimate thing to put under the Christmas tree this year, and a great New Year's resolution as well. It's got the grapefruit seed extract. It's got the grapeseed extract. It's got organic black walnut leaf and stem. Then the regular black walnut when it's green from the whole. Organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, and so much more. We're really proud of this formula. It's groundbreaking. It's been sold out for months. Back in stock. Natural Defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes a great stocking stuffer. Makes a great present. Makes a great present to yourself and your family. And it funds the InfoWars. So get your Living Defense now. 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for Christmas and the New Year.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Doorstep pretty soon. That's what's happening in Oregon right now. Gerald Celente is with us. I'm going to go to him in a second. I want to just address one thing here that really had me mad. Now, at first, I wasn't so upset when I saw these headlines going viral from the New York Post today. Well, but the one that was going viral today was Joe Biden's niece, Caroline, gets no jail time after DUI guilty plea. Now, that's pretty normal. Your first DUI, you're usually probably going to get out of that with maybe a slap on the wrist and some side punishment. So I wasn't too offended. But I then read the story, and that's when I really got ticked. She was wasted. I mean, wasted. This wasn't you had a few drinks and drove. She was wasted, smashed her car into a tree, couldn't even talk to the officers that showed up on the scene, and she got basically just a small probation. Now, what infuriated me even more was a link to a sub-story that the New York Post had in July. Joe Biden's family racks up arrests for drugs, drunk driving, and zero jail time. Now, look, folks, when you look at some of these crimes, the drug possessions, the DUIs, the stolen credit card of hundreds of thousands of dollars of illegal spending. Yeah, that's the Bidens with zero jail time whatsoever. Now, look, I was a bit of a partier or a troublemaker, depends on your opinion, back in college. And I got in some trouble. I spent a lot of time behind bars. I spent a lot of time behind bars in my entire life. I'm not proud of it. It's just the truth. I have never committed a violent crime in my whole life. I've never hurt anybody ever in my whole life when it comes to any of these crimes. And I have spent in my life 2 weeks in jail. That includes night stays. Okay? I'm not proud of that. I've never committed a violent crime. I've never robbed anybody. I've never harmed anybody with any of the crimes that I was charged with. The Bidens have stolen from people, wrecked people's cars, driven blind, drunk, done drugs. I mean, it's so bad, and they never go to jail. And so I'm so sick of this left thing with BLM and Antifa crying about privilege this, privilege that. It's Democrat politician privilege, period. It's not white privilege. It's Democrat liberal privilege. And I'm done hearing your sob story about white privilege, you phony, coward bums. Now, having said that, I've had my two-piece now. It's time to let Gerald Celente get his 2 cents in here. And I give it to Gerald with this. Headline from Zero Hedge. Let him eat at some crappy roadside diner. New York City restaurants strike back and ban Cuomo from dining out. I love this. I would love to see the footage of Andrew Cuomo showing up for a steak dinner, only be told to buzz off.
Well, you know, you said it, Owen, about how they get, you know, special breaks and they could do anything that they want. How about this story that happened on December 13th, not ancient history, Former aide accuses Cuomo of sexual harassment.
Nothing.
Where's Me Too? Hey, what is all of a sudden Me Too has lockjaw?
And this wasn't some random woman off the street. She worked for Cuomo directly for a long time.
Yeah. But where's Me Too? This shows you the hypocrisy of how they only go after us when anything that we do, but the big criminals, the murderers and thieves, and you could go up and down the list. How about that little boy, George E. Bush? Another little boy like Cuomo, bought on third base and be nobody. A little nothing of a garbage can man if daddy wasn't Georgie before him, if his grandpop wasn't Prescott. Same thing over there with Cuomo. A nobody. How about the murderer, George W. Bush, for lying us into war that everybody knew it at the time, that had to think for themselves, and nothing happens to them? And hey, how about that protest that went over there in the UK on Saturday? Those little tough cops, you see them? That, and the woman that came out, the young women that said what they were doing was illegal. And those, and you made the point. Those tough, yeah, listen to her. Did you hear her?
Well, that's my problem is, and it happened again in Oregon today. Look, we want to support the police. We want to get along with the police. We don't view them as our enemy. But, I mean, they show up at Max Pub in New York and arrest him and keep people from going in, but they don't stop the Democrat riot mobs. They stop people from entering the state capitol building in Oregon, which is rightfully theirs, but they don't stop the autonomous zone and the murders happening in Portland. I mean, are these cops willingly buying into globalism, or are they just too stupid to realize it?
Well, again, you look at that, what they did in the UK. Look at the women they're knocking over. They're you know, they, by the way, my accountant, who's also the accountant for Occupy Peace, Neil Pacifico, was at that protest in Staten Island. And again, you know, it wasn't the local cops that came in. The sheriffs came in. But again, it's the cops that are doing this, because if they didn't. Oh, how about that guy that's the sheriff over there in New Mexico? Well, I got his name right over here. And he refuses it. Here it is. Bernalillo County Sheriff Manny Gonzalez said he will not enforce unconstitutional laws in the state's coronavirus response. I choose to direct this agency's time and resources to the laws deemed to protect people free of crime. Overreaching restrictions will harm our community. For that reason, we will not follow along with any orders that subvert constitutional rights. Now, there's a man. Well, how come the rest of them aren't doing that? And then here's the BS. This is the BS that those little low-life, slimy politicians throw out after he makes that statement. Over 2,000 New Mexicans have been killed by the COVID-19.
Oh, yes, killed like it's homicide.
Yeah, including 460 people in Bernalillo County. All right, so you look at the numbers here, right? All right, 2,117 deaths out of 2 million. That's 0.1035%.
Yeah, and most of those are probably comorbidities. But hold it right there and cover that when you come back, Joe, because I want to make an analogy as we go to break here. You know, and this is really for the police. This just came to my head. The American people are like King Kong when they reveal him to the people in the theater. And when they first reveal him, he's kind of confused. He kind of not sure what's going on. And then he wakes up and he opens his eyes. He realizes he's chained. Well, now he's pissed. And so that's where we're at right now. The American people are pissed. But guess what? We're still in the chains. So we're shaking the chains. And the police are all taking pictures. Hey, look at us. We're out here. The politicians are like, hey, look, we're out here. We're fine. He's in chains. Meanwhile, the American people are raging, trying to break free of their chains. And the public is like, oh, okay. This is interesting. Now the police are like, whoa, wait a second now. whoa, this thing could turn against us in a matter of minutes. And then the media realizes, uh-oh, it's going to be turning against us too. But this is the point we're at right now, Gerald. Boom. As soon as the American people break free, yeah, guess what? The police are going to go running. The politicians are going to go running. And we're going to take this country back. Sadly, it'll be violently if they don't stand down now.
No, it's not going to be violently. I could tell you how to do it. All you have to do is look at how the Berlin Wall fell. I remember it. I wrote about it. I knew about it. The people came out and they didn't leave. And then more came out and they didn't leave. And then more and more came out and they didn't leave. And all of a sudden, these tough guys in their military drag got rid of all their armaments, took off their stuff, and joined the crowd.
That's what we need. That's what we need. Absolutely. Gerald Celente takes over the Alex Jones Show. Always entertaining, always informative, and always original. Gerald Celente takes over. Ladies and gentlemen, remember InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us. We are the ones that will be fighting this till the bitter end. And hopefully there won't be a bitter end. Hopefully there will be a sweet, sweet victory. But please continue to do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Gerald Celente takes over. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on the Alex Jones Show. And well, a lot of what Owen was saying is right on target. And going back to what happened with this sheriff in New Mexico, so they said the response was, you know, over 2,000 people died. Okay. So you have 2,171 deaths at about 2 million people. That comes out to 0.1035%. Or if you go every month, began when the COVID war began, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, the rate per month of deaths, you ready? 0.0115 per month. And then they went after him because there were 460 dead in that county. The county has 679,000 people. That equals 0.0677%. These numbers add up to nothing. And again, you know the facts. Most of the people that die are elderly people or people with pre-existing chronic conditions, 2.6. Over 40% of the people in America have died from nursing homes. So to lock up all of society for this, and it's global, they're doing it all over. So you look what's happening in London. We started talking about that before when they had this protest. Now, here's a cop in Albuquerque saying not to, you know, I'm not going to do this. And then look what happened this past weekend in London. And you have to listen to these young women that were protesting. And here they go. You got that clip? All right. Anyway.
Our protesting during a lockdown because we feel that the government's approach to this pandemic is completely unjust. The laws that have been put in place are taking away our human rights. We're not allowed to be humans anymore for a virus with a 99.96 survival rate. So we just can't understand why we're being forced to do this.
Why do you think people have accepted the lockdowns for so long?
They are weak. Scared. They're cheerful. Fearful, too scared to push back and not realize this is not law, these are guidelines.
We're free. No, we're not. Look at those little clowny boys and girls. They all gather together to beat up one person. And you listen to those young women that were talking before. They summed it up perfectly. Look at these. Look at these little boys. Look at these little tough guys. You call these guys out one-to-one, they wouldn't know whether they're crap or you know what. Look at that little boy with the camera over there. So this is what we have to fight against. These are the people that are destroying us. Because your little Boris Johnson wouldn't be able to stop anybody. Your little Cuomo wouldn't be able to stop anybody. These are the brave people. Again, we are protesting the corona lockdown because we feel that the government's approach to the pandemic is completely unjust. It is taking away our human rights. We are not allowed to be humans anymore. Of course you're not. You have to wear a mask. You can't hug, no kissing, no dancing, no loving. You can't do it anymore. And then the other woman said, when they asked her, why aren't people fighting back? She said, they're too weak. They're too scared to push back. That's it. You got it? They're cowards. It's been going on for centuries. Not only in America, all over the world. They marched to Mussolini, they saluted Stalin, and they hailed Hitler. The people obey. And that's where we're going. Christmas season, as the cover of our Trends Journal shows, Santa Claus has come to town. You're not allowed to have a good time. They're telling you not to celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace. Killing Christmas right in front of our eyes. And who's doing it? Little low-life pieces of garbage crap. Don't believe me? Why don't you believe them? Why don't you believe the woman from Belgium, who's the health minister? She looks great. She's in great shape. What is she, about a couple of 100 pounds overweight? And then you got that guy over there, woman, whoever, from Pennsylvania, Rachel Levin. He heard telling me what to do. There she is. And how about that one from Belgium? All right. All right, you're telling me what to do when it comes to health? Oh, and how about the one from California, that Ferrer? A ghost of a chance. One after another. And then there's that one up there in Canada. Tam, look at her. Telling people not to have sex. Yeah, no kidding. Baby cakes. Probably been a long time, you know? Or maybe you and Rachel got it together. Who are these people to tell us what to do? How dare they tell us what to do? Oh, and by the way, this is the first book I worked on. It was called Natural Healing. 1986. A Warner book. A big book. I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences for the work I've done in integrative and complementary medicine. So when I got some little clown shooting off their fat, ignorant, Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola, this is to you, Rachel, and to you, the blimp lady from Belgium, and the scarecrow from California, and the Tam of nothing over there in Canada. You can all go shove it. You don't know anything. You're little nothings. And the people are following you. And that woman from Canada said it. The people are too weak. Support InfoWars. They're robbing us of our life.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab, the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so it can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuilding in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us and spread the word at InfoWars.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another.
There's a big list of essential vitamins and minerals. Meaning if you don't have them, you will die of the deficiency. But when it comes to immunity, vitamin D3 is right up there at the top. And over 40% of Americans in national studies are deficient in vitamin D3. Well, InfoWars sold out more than 2 months ago of our best-selling product, Winter Sun, with high-quality vitamin D3 and K that helps with the absorption and also boosts the immune system. That's why it's a plus product. Whenever we have a product that we've upgraded or added to or made stronger, we call it plus. Well, Winter Sun Plus has vitamin K as well. It's been sold out for several months. It came back in last week, but we always have to wait till we get a certification test back, and we got that in this morning. So after being sold out for several months, it is ready to ship to you right now.
for adults, for children, for women, for men. Everybody needs vitamin D3. But if you work indoors and you don't get a lot of sunlight, you absolutely need to supplement with high-quality vitamin D3, because a lot of people don't absorb vitamin D3 properly in the gut. You absorb it under the tongue, and that's why you take Winter Sun under your tongue. It tastes great naturally. Turns out vitamin D3 really tastes sweet and delicious. And Winter Sun has been sold out again for several months. It's back in stock. And when you purchase it from us, it funds the InfoWar, which again is a 360 win. And I went out and talked to the top labs in the country, like with all our products. This is the best D3 you're going to find out there. Been selling it for, I don't know, 6-7 years. They recommended a few years ago, hey, you ought to upgrade it with some vitamin K. It helps with the absorption. And so there you go. It's vitamin D3 and vitamin K. Winter Sun, back in stock at InfoWarStore.com. It's $19.95. You're not going to find a high-end liquid vitamin D3 like this anywhere near that price. And, of course, there's a lot of other great items at InfoWarStore.com right now as well. But I want to thank all of you for your support. I am working right now. I did the early morning show today, the new show, American Journal. But Owen is doing a great job here on the main transmission. And I just want to encourage this live audience to take action and to stock up. By the way, if you order today, pretty much anywhere in the lower 48, you'll get before Christmas. Even tomorrow, you'll get it in more than half the country if you get the order and it ships out. So it makes a great stocking stuffer, makes a great gift. Get your Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com today, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And thanks for keeping us on the air in the face of the globalist onslaught. It's now important than ever that InfoWar stay on the air. So thank you all.
Another kiss, another flashing.
Hello, hello. And listen, do what you can to support InfoWars. This is critical times. You know, Owen was saying, you know, we have to fight. And I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. I'm a fighter. And here's what went wrong. In our Trends Journal magazine, one of the articles we have is survivalism. And more than just stocking up on food, I mean, you can see the numbers coming out. This is from last week's Wall Street Journal. New York Police Department aims to curb soaring gun violence in the city. It's only up 96% in the past 11 months. And they say that they can't identify the shooters because they have masks on. Yeah. So survivalism, it's about close combat. And here's the deal in the fight. And Brad Steiner, may his soul rest in peace, he died about 2 weeks ago. And he was the top close combat guy in the country. And the teacher of my teacher, John Perkins, of attackproof.com, not that other John Perkins. And here's the deal. When the fight breaks out, there's no pause. There's no this. There's no that. There's only that. You're in. The people didn't fight. They bought the BS. All these restaurateurs that are not now fighting, they should have started fighting on day one. That's when you do it. And when you fight, you're going in for the kill. It's not to see who's going to beat who. You go in, it's over. And that's why you don't want to get in the fight. Because somebody's going to die. The people are waiting too long to fight. All the time that they waited to fight, the other side kept building up the resistance. The fight has to happen now. There's no time to waste. And as I said to Owen, this has to be a peaceful fight. Because if it becomes a violent fight, then the police win. It needs to be a peaceful fight. Just like they did with the Berlin Wall. They came and they didn't leave. More came and they didn't leave. And that's what has to happen. And you go for the top. You take out the top. You take out a Cuomo. Where is Me Too? Where's Me Too? Where's Me Too? They got lockjaw over Cuomo? How come? You got to bring down the top one. And that's what has to happen. So moving forward on this, you know, they're selling fear and hysteria every day. And we get all the information like InfoWars does coming from around the world. This is the press release from Nova Scotia today. Nova Scotia reports, you ready? 2 new cases of COVID-19 Monday. Two cases out of a population of what? Think about, I'm not sure, I think it's about 3 million people. And that would be 0.0572%. Why are you telling me you got two cases? Oh, excuse me, 971,000. Why are you telling me you got two cases? They add up to nothing. Why are you doing it? And you know those PCR tests are inaccurate. The facts are there. We write about it in our magazine. That's the other thing. These guys, they got all these guys doing a sign language. What are we paying for this stuff for? Here's some sign language for you. In this new world, you could put the script below what the guy's talking about. And we don't have to waste our money somebody doing sign language. Yeah, here's your sign language. You got that? I got some more for you. Well, how stupid this whole act is. And that's all it is. It's a bad act. And the people are buying it. My high school magazine they sent me today. All I want for Christmas is a vaccine. I guess you still didn't get out of high school yet. And look at the way they've been promoting it on the media. That's that woman, everywhere she is. And she's saying it, and we quoted her, saying that she's doing it as a minority person so more black people will get vaccinations because they're hesitant in getting it. And then you saw the one of that nurse fainting after the vaccination. And that's all they're doing is they're selling the vaccination. I got somebody telling me what to do. Please be prudent, be smart, wash your hands, wear a mask. The fear is being spread. 2021 is going to be a wild year ahead. And we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about it. The future's in your hands, don't drop it. Because if you let them be in charge, you'll drop dead.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Great being back on the Alex Jones Show. And again, do what you can to support InfoWars. I'm getting censored left and right on, I can't say anything, as you would know, bad about vaccinations on the internet. And I can't even say things like liars, cowards, freaks, and fools are destroying our lives. They got LinkedIn been banning me on saying, I can't say all aboard next train to Auschwitz. That just got banned. So do what you can to keep the truth alive, because they're going to rob it from us. They're robbing it from us. They robbed our freedom from us. You can't make this stuff up. Who would believe that we're living a Christmas like that? The streets are dead. Matter of fact, that's one of our top trends for 2021. Boca Midnight. People down in Boca, Florida. Boca Raton. Yeah, they roll the cats, you know? And they go out early and go to bed early. They're in bed by 10 o'clock. That's the new midnight. When I was a young guy, we were going out at 1 in the morning. That's when the night began. And now it's terrible. So do what you can to support InfoWars. And I want, you know, I was talking before about that. It really bothered me and enlightened me, those young people, that so articulately said in the UK how they were robbing us of our freedom and this was unconstitutional, and the other woman saying that people are weak and afraid. And they asked, this is from Breitbart, they said, and there had been a long-standing disparity in how the police in the British capital have dealt with Black Lives Matter marches compared to the largely peaceful anti-lockdown movements. In June, Metropolitan Police Commissioner Priscilla Dick admitted that police took a hands-off approach to Black Lives demonstrations for fear of sparking, quote, serious disorder. And then you have, in today's Wall Street Journal, Newsom is pressured on pick of senator as he considers a replacement for Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. California Governor Gavin Newsom is facing pressure from advocates who want him either to appoint the state's first Latino senator or ensure there is another black woman in the U.S. Senate. I find this sexist and racist. Black Lives Matter gets a free ride. You got to pick somebody that's either a woman, black, Latino. How about picking the best person for the job? So my good friend and world-renowned hairstylist, Mark Ferraro, said to me, "Hi, that the Football League, the NFL, and the NBA are both racist. They have more black players than white players. Why, the percentage of blacks to whites? They outnumber them. So I think we should sue the NFL and the NBA. They're prejudiced. They have more black players than white players, percentage-wise. This is discriminatory. Oh, you mean they didn't pick those black guys because they're better at the sport? You mean that has nothing to do with it? No, no, no. You don't need the best person to be your senator. You don't need the best person to work with you. Skills only count when they want them to count. They count in sports, but they don't count in our lives. So I believe we should sue the NFL and the NBA for being discriminatory against whites. You don't have to pick the best player. How dare you want the best player? We have to make it equal. America is not a racist nation. A racist nation doesn't elect a black president. A racist nation doesn't have a Condoleezza Rice, a Susan Rice, a Colin Crap Powell. How about Eric Holder this? Yeah. The guy that works at the White Shoe Boys over there, the law firm. Too big to jail, that Eric Holder. The attorney general under Obama. This is not a racist nation. So, that's what we're looking at. There he is. Sell out Holder. Hold this. So I want to go on to some more of my trends that are coming up for 2021. One of them is China 2021. The 20th century was the American century. unfortunately, the 21st century is going to be the Chinese century. China's totally opened up as the Western nations lock down. The gross domestic product is the only one of the major nations that's going to go up this year. The business of China's business. The business of America has been war. Look at the defense budget they just passed. What, $740 billion? Bravo! More money to the military-industrial complex. Oh, and what is that guy that Biden's bringing in? He's on the board of directors of Raytheon as a defense secretary. Owen mentioned something else before. Speakeasies. Young people want to go out and have a good time. This is an old person's, sick person's death. It doesn't register with them. They want to live in love. Speakeasies and roaring 2020s. There you go. Biden's pick. Yep. $350,000 on Raytheon's board. $350,000. For what? I'm a general. Yeah, I got you. Hey, you guys haven't won a war since World War II. So take it easy, man. Take it easy. No, we need more money. Again, the 21st century is the Chinese century. And we're even wearing masks. China's taken over. We used to make fun of them. The reason they wore those masks is because of the pollution. And some other trends we have here. Youth revolution. Big time. You're going to start seeing it. Young people are going to revolt. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And they're losing it young in life. No jobs, can't pay for an education. And another trend, the greatest depression. It's going to look like a recovery. People are going to be fooled by it. Of course it'll come back. But not for long. Got places like New Jersey, Connecticut right near me over here. They still haven't recovered the jobs that were lost from 2008, 2009. So jobs are going to come back, but new ones aren't going to be created. Anti-tax, anti-vax, new political parties, and a new movement. Peace, freedom, and justice. Just us. As Owen made the point before, the Bidens get a free ride. Crimes they commit don't count. You're going to start seeing a real revolution and an evolution. So I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday. And great being on InfoWars, and I support what they do. And I support freedom, justice, and peace. And do what you can to support InfoWars. And, of course, subscribe to the Trends Journal. There's no other magazine like it. The more subscribers we have, the more we can do. Same with InfoWars. The more support we have, the more we can do. Or else, all aboard and train to Auschwitz.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.